Focus. You ready?
ADD. ADD. Get on your Adderall, kids. Let's go.
Easiest one, two, three.
And with that, welcome back to Tales from the Service Industry. I'm your host. I'm Bill. Tonight, we have Gwen, Ms. V, and Liz.
Hey, team.
Hi, team.
Oh, hi.
I know. It's kind of been a minute since we've been together because we've had
life.
We've had some guests. We've had people that have not been able to be with us because of schedules.
But we're here.
And then there's the fatigue and the time of the year because it's summer.
Vegas.
Just all the things.
It's just everything.
But Bill, you're looking super official, like with a notebook open.
I know.
And well,
his posture's all ready.
Like, no, I know. But it's because I wanted to start off with a little bit of news and a decision.
Oh.
And that is that.
Are you pregnant?
don't hurt the baby.
Just an appearance.
Oh, my God.
With the fact that we're all busy and overwhelmed and so on and so forth, I decided that we're going to stop the podcast.
April Fools.
For like a month.
Okay, there you go.
Oh my God, what?
I was like, I don't believe you.
Are we going on summer break?
We're going to need to take a break.
Okay.
I can't do it all.
Fair enough.
There's just too much going on. I don't have the time and it's just too much.
I get it.
I'm thinking we take a month break.
Yeah, fair.
We kind of take a deep breath, recoup. Family time, whatever, and just get through the summer.
And for our listeners, it's truly only missing one episode.
Two.
At this rate. Yeah. At our current rate.
Well, yeah, at our current rate. Yeah. It's been a little tough to keep the schedule. So anyway, we're going to take a summer hiatus. So.
Okay. You guys can brush up on some of our old episodes in the meantime.
Ooh, what are your favorites? Let's get into that.
Okay. If I may.
Yeah.
I've always had an affinity for The Number May Surprise You.
Yeah. 100%.
However, editing the last episode that was published, which is The Full Biscuit, I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Every pass through it, prepping that episode to go out, it was funny. I loved it.
Well, and listening back to it, we're obviously here in the recording, but listening back to it, I was crying. And I think we were each texting each other as we were listening, being like, this is so good. This is pure gold.
It was funny.
So even us listening back to it, even though we were there, it was still funny.
Yes.
Yeah.
So y'all will have plenty to listen back on and catch up on some old favorites.
Yeah.
We'll take a little break.
So Bill's is The Number Will Surprise You. And we'll just add in Full Biscuit.
I'm going to switch my answer to Full Biscuit at this point.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, Ms. B, give me a fave.
One of my favorite episodes is one with Mike where we talked about the blow-up doll blowing away in the wind.
Oh, yep.
I laughed so hard during the episode, I peed myself. Full disclosure. So that one's still, I listen to it and still like my stomach hurts from laughing.
Okay, Gwen, you have some throwbacks. You just give a little inkling of
every now and then,
super
yeah.
throwback episode.
I do.
And it is very impressive.
You have a good memory.
Yeah.
Mine.
Oh, I don't think
great.
I do at all. Just the things that are important to me. My two favorites, Defiled Penguins.
That was a good time.
I love that one. And then I cannot remember the name of it, but I've listened to it, I kid you not, like four times, where right. it's the lost and found at the funeral.
Yeah, I think that was also my episode, like my favorite.
Which one is that one?
No, take it to the funeral. Deliver it to the funeral.
Deliver it to the funeral.
I think it's all in the same episode.
Is it? No, Defiled is different, isn't it?
No, mine one.
Oh. Yeah. No, that one, hands down, is like my number one that I recommend to everybody.
So good.
And Defiled Penguins, yep. Those are my two.
Good times.
I gotta say, mine is Life's Bookmarks.
Oh, I do like that one too.
I thought you would say that one.
I was thinking of the one I laughed the hardest, and I'm remembering back to when I literally couldn't breathe and might have peed a little.
I think I was just so blown away by Chelsea.
And that was just a really cool episode where we for sure learned a lot.
Right.
Versus B being blown away by the blow up doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just visualizing that open mouth.
What was the episode title with the boat puns?
You like big boats and you cannot lie.
I mean, that one was just funny too.
I don't know. Full Biscuit is currently my absolute fave.
I think I'll have to re-listen to
I'm
it.
I'm going to have to listen to that one as well.
I haven't laughed that hard with you guys in forever.
Yeah.
And editing it, I have to go through several passes. And literally every single time I was laughing just as hard.
That's
just
amazing.
Ridiculous. Just ridiculous.
I think I earned my title of Resident Deviant in that episode.
Yeah. But
okay, yeah.
The thing that I think was the funniest about that episode, and I don't think you guys picked up on it, were all the things that Graham was saying kind of under his breath. That
so there was one I had to like rewind and like turn my volume all the way up to hear.
She noticed I was distracted. The fish got bigger.
What?
Yeah, they're growing.
They're bigger.
I was redirecting her ADHD back to the.
You haven't been here in a month.
Back to the stage.
Sorry, the Adderall's wearing off. End of the day. Let's bring it back. Bring it back. Thanks for calling me out.
I'm in. Just
all right. Let's run it back to why we're here. The podcast.
He just nosedived. Oh, that was fun.
If I smoked, I definitely would just sit here and look at the fish like all day.
But you don't smoke and you would sit here and look at the fish. You already
do sober.
Okay, fair. Totally fair. I mean,
you no. just got lost in the tank.
No, then she would start playing with the toys.
But no, he kept slipping just little under the breath comments between like your comments. And I don't think that when we were recording, mm-mm. you guys picked up on most of that.
No, I don't think so.
Love that.
So for our listeners, we will miss you, but those are just a couple episodes you can either listen to for the first time or listen to again. Because even if you listen back after a while, it's still hilarious.
Wait, before we get into further business.
Yes.
We have a shout out that we need to recognize.
That's what? Right.
So we have said it on the pod many times before that we have a very dedicated listener in the Midwest.
Okay. And
that this person like listens to every single episode. Uh-huh. He reached out to us.
Oh. So,
shout out to Brian. Thank you so much for listening to every episode and supporting us. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Brian.
And thank you for writing in.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, Bill, if I may, yes. I'm going to add something to our agenda for the evening.
What's that?
Ms. B has a box in front of her.
Ooh, I was staring at this. I started to spin it, actually.
So I was perusing a website, not a dirty website. Sorry to get your hopes up.
Oh, I'm out.
Not a bookstore website either, I take it.
But I saw this and immediately thought of you and thought it'd be funny for you to open it on the pod.
Okay, I'm excited. Okay. Can I open it?
Yeah.
What are this? Oh, sorry, guys, I'm not opening this well. Oh, my God, guys. Okay, it's a candle that says, smells like she's listening to Taylor Swift again. This is now my new favorite
and
candle.
That's just referring to Taylor in the lobby and then where is Tiny
Tay-Tay? I was
gonna
say
Tiny Tay-Tay is yeah. still alive. Okay. She's still there.
Is she still in your office?
No, Tiny Tay-Tay is on the desk, the front desk.
Still on the front desk.
Taped to the back of like the membership sign.
So guests see it.
Oh, she smells good.
Oh, that's what I said.
Oh my God.
We just gendered a candle.
That's what we did do. You we ask them
it.
First?
I smelled it when I got it. But.
Did you ask them their pronouns first?
Yeah. How do you identify?
Well, the candle desk says smells like she's listening to Taylor Swift again.
You are the she.
But you're the
she.
She
should be a she too. I'm saying the candle and I are alike.
But it's did beautiful. You read the rest of it? It's like oh, all so kitschy. You have to read it. It's
oh funny. My God. Infused with fandom and Swifties music and yes. every flame. It's a candle.
A little nauseating, but she loves it.
You did this. You did this.
I know.
Good job, Liz.
Oh my God, this is my new favorite candle.
It might just be decor.
No, I can't burn that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
No, yes. No, yes.
Who's up first?
Exactly.
But if you happen to burn it, I can put
it. Refill it.
Yeah.
Okay.
A Bill can refill it.
They do that's candles true. And shit.
Yeah, I started making my own candles.
Bill promised he was going to make me a sandal. Oh, sandal.
A sandal. Make me a sandal.
Bill promised he was going to make me a candle, but that hasn't happened yet.
My ADHD hobby cycle will come back to that soon.
Mm-hmm. I saw
so
it.
So valid. So valid.
I'm like one hobby at a time for Bill.
So what's do you have an idea for what your next hobby is going to be?
Yes.
Well, can you, that? Can you share
no,
with
no I'm not going to share it.
Come
yet.
On. Oh!
No.
Remember before that you were making like the sets, like little houses and shit?
Oh, that was just for Halloween.
That was Halloween.
That's still that was a decoration. Hobby.
That no, was... I think that was like for the kids. I don't think that was like a hobby, for hobby. Bill to Bill.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Did the like the machine with the laser. Etching that counted, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, for sure that counted.
Yeah. You get okay, on the laser
will
and
this,
shit.
Will this new hobby require you to buy
a new equipment? Or
yeah.
Something?
A new piece of equipment.
Possibly.
Is 21 questions?
Where would it?
Oh, let's figure out Bill's new hobby.
How fun would it be if it didn't?
That's precisely what I'm doing, Gwen.
No, it's gonna be a couple months, okay?
Just can it use the laser breaks. Engraver?
No.
So new machine that you don't currently own?
Possibly.
Ooh, boy.
Okay. Possibly.
Is this in the hundreds or the thousands?
Bill's an expensive boy.
Yeah.
I guess.
It would be in the hundreds.
Okay. High or low?
Mid.
Five?
Right around.
Depends on his ADHD pocket.
Six.
Yes.
Okay, and fair, okay, fair. Base model could be 500, but Bill doesn't get the base model.
No. He gets
No. The good so shit. Base models of what I'm thinking of is going to be like 2.
Oh, see.
So right. I'll be in like the 4-5
so
Bill.
I was still range. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, but damn. Like what kind of median are we going to be using with this new tool? Is it like wet? Is it soft? Is it like what is it?
Like paper, clay?
Yeah.
Oh my God, are you doing pottery?
No.
Oh.
I've never done, well, shit, that wouldn't stop me, but I haven't done pottery.
We come one day and he's just in his garage, like with his pottery wheel. Yes.
All like ghost all status. Yes, and- yes.
About taking a pottery class though.
I'd like to take a class. I've never taken one.
Groupon.
Yeah.
That needs to be our outing.
Yes.
We keep talking about outings.
I know.
We need axe throwing. Appreciation night.
Yes.
And I appreciate you all so much. You get to pay for yourselves.
Yep.
Oh no, for sure.
Down.
It's a business expense.
There you go.
We've been over charity. This. We have no line for that.
It's a charity it's a donation.
It's a yes. write-off. Who pays for it? No one. It's a write-off.
That's not how not it works.
How they work.
Okay,
that's
nobody
how it
here
sounds like it works.
Guys, nobody. Okay,
are somebody, we girl mathing?
No, somebody out there in the audience. Where's the knows comma? What I'm talking about.
Sorry,
and
Liz.
It's none of you guys. This is that's a Schitt's Creek reference.
Oh
yeah,
guys. Somebody out there was like, "It's a write-off. Nobody pays for it because you just write it off."
Yeah, but who pays for it? The government? I don't know. The write-off people. Nothing.
You actually
nothing?
Quoted that shit.
I know. See, I think I've seen like one episode.
Give me the season and episode number.
If I know.
Oh, not a true fan.
Not a fan.
I don't remember numbers of anything. Ever.
Not there's no there's comma. Comma.
Not even when there's a comma.
We know each other way too well at this point. I'm reading your minds.
All right.
It was a short story.
Maybe that's my next career.
Reading my mind.
I can be a tarot card. No, I'll read tarot on TikTok.
That's a thing.
I'm gonna be a tarot card reader on TikTok, guys.
A private service. Reading.
That's private actually readings a thing. Available.
Or you could just sell your feet.
Totally.
I've been feet wanting finder. To get into that. I would do that if you start that.
Let's partner up.
Yes.
I'll be the photographer. Hey.
I have an upcoming collab with Gwen.
Gwen's
Lily. Why are my feet so funny?
Her feet finder username.
No, your feet are her celebrity guest.
I didn't understand a word of that.
I did.
No, we're taking pictures
I was your celebrity guest.
Yeah. Of both of our feet.
Yeah, together. That way we can charge more because yeah. They're getting 4 feet and not 2 feet.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
20 toes in one photo.
This episode's gone so come off on. The rails.
Come on. Okay, if any of our listeners have like... good side gigs that they do for money. Let us know.
What's your hustle?
Hustle. What's your side hustle? I'm really interested in the side hustle.
All right, well, there you business. Go. If you've got an interesting side hustle, Liz wants to know.
I do.
OG3@tftsi.com. Let's go.
That is OG, the number 3, @tftsi.com.
And please put in the subject line.
Please tag us.
Side hustle?
Not feet pics, but.
For the resident deviant.
Care of resident deviant, a.k.a.
Oh my God.
Liz.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, wow. That was fun, guys.
All right. Now that we got that out of our systems, where do we start?
I'm sorry. Another little point. That whole thing started with a candle.
See?
With a Taylor Swift candle.
And this is why we're taking a pause.
Mm-hmm. I think we're already delusional and we're halfway through June. Wasn't today
it's been a long year.
First day of summer?
Tomorrow.
Today was the summer solstice. So I woke up at like 5 in the morning and it was crazy bright. And I was like, I'm late to work.
I thought, okay, that makes sense then. Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I'm didn't
super
did
annoyed.
Did you notice that?
You don't what have fear of the two. Like, the two of us are always scared about being late and we oversleep.
Well, I mean, we also have children.
We're not morning people.
No.
But you have children to wake you up.
No.
when you sleep as good as me, she keeps herself busy.
Really?
Yes.
My kid actually got herself ready today for camp and woke me up. Like, yeah. Did her hair, did her teeth, was in her camp uniform and was like, Mom, are we going to go? And I'm like, oh,
we're going. Hey, you're a great mom. She can do that all by herself.
Yep.
Thank you.
You are a great mom.
I appreciate
you're raising
that.
An independent child.
Yep.
Kudos to you.
I never.
Wait, we need to get back to the pod.
Anywhoosie, that is OG the number 3 at totsi.com.
Oh. All right, what do you have for us?
Make me open my notebook. Well, do you want to start off with a story, or should we start off with a game?
Game.
Yeah, guess that rating.
Yeah, game.
Yeah.
Right. We're cool. In a laughing mood.
I know.
Rating.
All right, we'll start off with that. Now, again, the rules of this game are none. There are no rules.
Try to guess it.
Rule number one.
The origin of this game is how people will write a review and give a rating that is absolutely disconnected.
Just doesn't make sense.
So this one is from last week. We had a guest that left us a review saying, staff is very nice, decent breakfast, comfortable bed. It's a good value.
Okay.
On a 10 scale. Let us take a moment to guess that rating.
I think you deserved a 10.
Okay.
I'm going with 8.
B.
Barely failing. 8.
Well, the guest doesn't know that's failing.
Right.
And because they said good value. They didn't say great. So my guess is 8.
Was there the word decent in there?
It was. There was a decent breakfast.
Decent breakfast. Is it just a standard continental breakfast?
No, there's a hot breakfast.
My money's on
out 8. Of where?
The breakfast room?
His kitchen?
Ouch.
What? Like, where do you put a kitchen? My turn?
Yes.
6.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
Or is it a 6 out of 5?
I'm like, what?
So, staff very nice, decent breakfast, comfortable bed. It's a good value. You said 10?
I said a 10, yeah.
8?
Yeah.
And a 6? They gave us a 3 out of 10.
What?
Whoa!
That was my first
thought. That's crazy.
Yeah. 3 out of 10.
You? 3?
Was there a follow-up? Like, did you talk to the member?
Oh, I email them all and I get
they never respond.
Back.
But like decent and good does not constitute a 3.
Yeah, I thought an 8.
It could constitute a 6, 2, and 8, I think.
See, 6 to me is failing.
Well, it is in your eyes.
It is.
No, at a 6 out of 10, that's a failing. I mean, a D is passing.
No, it's not. You can't pass a class with a D.
Yeah.
Yeah.
59 is an F.
They won't move you to the next
D's
one.
D's get degrees.
Oh my God.
No, it's don't. C's get degrees.
I'll fuck myself.
Depends on what city.
But if the class isn't like mandatory, a D could be passing.
Oh, because I was like, I've gotten D's. They made me retake that class. So,
well, if it was like math.
Fuck you, Kim.
Sorry. Go on. I was trying to make a math joke.
Sorry. That's why she got a D.
2 and 2 wasn't adding up.
No. Math ain't mathing.
Oh.
I may have read this one in a previous episode. I don't remember. It was here on the table.
Brian will call us out.
Shout out to Brian.
Quality control in Wichita.
Yep.
So this one, again, on a 10 scale. Guest says, I was greeted with a very warm welcome. The room was clean. I needed extra towels, and they brought them right away. Hotel's in a great location with lots of restaurant choices nearby. Breakfast was served every morning, and I enjoyed my 2-night stay.
9 out of 10.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with my 10. That should be a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Feels like 9. A 9.
And each and every one of you would be wrong because they gave us a 6 out of 10 for a failing survey.
Curse. That's crazy.
Welcome to the world of the service industry.
Where's my phone? So this one, we can play guess that rating, but I'm more just saying it because it's funny and it made me laugh. Where the hell is my phone? How did I lose my phone?
Oh. Is this your phone?
Do you want me to call it?
Wow. This is a great ADD moment. It was in my hand.
No, it wasn't.
Was it?
I didn't see you sitting with it.
Oh, it's in my boot.
Are kidding?
I put it in my boot.
It just took my call for you to realize it was in your shoe. She's looking around. She got up her chair.
Like, I swear I had it. I always have it on me. That's funny.
You know, Liz, your suggestions of going to full biscuit strip clubs is why you're here. Ms. B, not realizing
that her
phone is in her boot is why she's here.
I'm happy with that. You know,
does that work for you?
I think it does. Yeah. I have not asked my family what they think of the episode yet.
I'm sure they love it.
So a lot of times when I go to my hometown to visit my family, we like wait to listen to the podcast together, like in the car, like going somewhere.
Were you like, that's not it's this gotten, time?
It's gotten like a tiny uncomfy at sometimes, but I'm kind of glad like it's summer and I'm not visiting them as frequent. So they'll listen to it.
You were just there.
Without me, I was there.
2 weeks ago?
2 weeks ago.
Literally.
That is that why we didn't record one night? Someone else bailed first. And then I was like, also, I'm not here.
Yes.
And then the following week, she's like, oh, yeah, I'm not here either.
I went to Vegas
up
random.
And go on vacation.
It's called ADD. Okay. I'm like, ooh, there's a cheap rate. I'm off. Vegas, baby.
With my child.
Yeah. We went for the pool. I didn't like do adult shit. We sat by the pool.
And you left your husband at home.
Yeah.
I think there was a man in one of your photos you posted on Instagram, like in the background, and I just like blurry. I couldn't tell who
you
it was.
You know when you're holding a cocktail in the pool?
I just assumed that was your husband.
That's so funny. No, he was not there.
And I was like, wait, that's so sweet. Like they took time off together. They made their schedules to like go to Vegas together with their daughter.
No.
Nah, he was just at home playing video games for 2 days.
He was working. He doesn't get weekdays off.
And playing video games by himself. What did he eat for dinner?
Wings.
Ordered in or made them?
Ordered in. He kept me updated. He was very excited. It was like, he got a man weekend, even though he was working.
Good for him.
That's fun. That's
sometimes
awesome.
Sometimes that's all we need. Sometimes that's all we get.
All right, we should probably move on. My emails aren't downloading for some reason.
All right, well, let it run. See if you can pull it up. For me, I don't know. It's been like stupid busy, but not a lot of like fun stuff. A lot of it's just kind of dumb stuff, like fraud.
Ooh.
And it's specifically employee fraud.
So employees frauding your hotel or fraud because of like
abuse?
Define.
It's abuse of the employee discount.
Yeah. Okay.
So we've been getting a lot of employee reservation forms that come in. And I talked about this before. It's one of those things where it's a valid form, but it's a fraudulent form. So
yeah, we've been seeing an influx of that too.
Legitimately issued, but they're not actually the employee, who they say they are, what the relationship is, or even know the person.
There's a falsification somewhere within the form.
Mm-hmm. We've been getting a lot of just like fake forms. Like they come in and you look up the number and it ties to a completely different person. And it's
so
like,
you read it. Good job.
Oh, no. So I'm lucky in that my employees, I don't know if I'm lucky. They love catching. They're just like me. They love catching people in the wrong. Like they live to catch someone in a lie.
You're training little Miss Bees.
I know. Yeah.
Love it too.
So they literally, they won't even check you in before they run that form. And if they think it's fake, they get so excited to like be like, yes. Mm-hmm.
Love, hate.
And how
those
do they
team
how do they handle the interaction though? They handle it well.
They live for it. Well, first they come get one of their managers, and then
they're like, guess what I'm about to do.
Like, look, you want to see it's fake, right?
And then Miss B is like, ooh, let's go, come on.
Yeah. Well, most of the time it's PMs, because I see all the emails in the morning, because you know they're coming in late at night. They think they're gonna like sneak by. But yeah, sorry to steal your thunder, Bill, but yeah, we would get those too. Probably not as much as you though.
It's been a lot lately
because you're in that resort area.
No, I mean not really. But no? We've just had a massive influx. I've had like four this week.
Oh damn.
And I want to say we had three last week.
Oh.
And it's just fun kicking them out.
Oh, it is so much fun.
But they're abusive. And like, okay, so the one...
They're abusive? How are they abusive?
Verbally.
Oh, interesting.
Like...
That is workplace violence.
No. They're just being dicks. But it's funny because, you know, the form...
I just went through a training. Oh. It's a type of workplace violence.
Oh, God.
I wouldn't call it violence.
Words are not sticks and stones, Liz.
Well, I would say that it contributes to a toxic work environment.
There you go. That's what I was going to say. Thank you.
Or a hostile work environment. I wouldn't say it's workplace violence.
Oh, God.
True.
They should have
known. I'm going to bring up my PowerPoint.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Safety police.
Continue.
Shit.
Ay, Dios mio. No, like, okay, so, well, I was going to talk about one last week. Let's just talk about one yesterday. I had a fun one that checked in yesterday. I cannot remember the name. I'm sorry. I wouldn't do it justice.
Okay.
But the name on the account was...
McLovin.
You know what? It could have been.
It might as well have been.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll try and explain this like following the bouncing ball. So when you get the forms, there's a name on there that the form was issued to, and there was a name on there that was the associate that issued it, right?
Yes.
So culturally, these two names are very, very different.
Oh my God, and they're like brother or sister or mom and dad or something.
Son. So this guy that's checking in, my team estimates him late 30s to mid 40s. He's listed on the form as this person's son. But ethnically...
That person is still working?
Well, yeah. But ethnically, very different names. Okay. During the check-in process, the guy that's checking in doesn't want to give up the actual form. And the front desk agent says, I cannot check you in unless I have that form.
Red flag.
I cannot give it back to you. This unless is you mine
want the,
to have.
Unless you want the regular rate.
Pretty much. Yeah. So the guy reluctantly gives up the form and makes a comment about how he has multiple additional hotel night stays elsewhere because he's traveling on business. Which
you just violated the form.
Correct. And then when my front desk agent challenges him on it, he kind of backtracks and won't say it again. So clearly he understands.
Wait, traveling on business is against the form.
Yes.
Correct.
You just need to travel for leisure.
Correct.
That's it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So there were some other things that happened that just kind of made everything smell off. So I emailed the GM. The response came back saying that the person that's listed is a valid employee. And I asked them who this person is. And they said they have no idea. Which I kind of have a problem with because you kind of have to like log into the system
yeah.
and plug that name
no,
in.
No, they're full of shit.
They're selling their form.
Yeah. Mm.
Last week I had another one, same exact thing, out of Georgia, and talked to the GM, and the GM that was listed as the contact is not the GM. It's a new GM because the previous GM was let go in part for not squelching employee fraud forms at her own property.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
So yet another fraudulent form. And the new GM flat out said, oh, this person's selling their form. They're going to get fired. It's like, well, look, that is up to you. That's your decision. I'm just trying to make sure that we're not being taken advantage of.
Damn.
I don't know if this should make actual pod, but how are they selling their form?
Okay. This Internet, will make it in maybe? Because I'm super curious on how they're doing it.
Social media?
I see a hand up in the back. Gwen?
I'm just
are they posting on Craigslist?
It's all social media.
Yeah, that's what I would figure. Yeah.
I'm a really big troll on social medias.
Damn.
All the different...
Hey, who wants a form?
Yeah. More times than not, somebody will post and say, I used to be an employee, or the rates are really hard and I just needed a discount. Like, can anybody offer me their form? And then more times, there's so many comments underneath that it's like, yeah, I'll sell it to you for $200 for this or $100 for that.
What?
Uh-huh.
Whoa.
The going rate's about $250 for a form.
$250.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. But okay, $250 plus like whatever you're paying for your stay. Are you
and plus how much it's gonna cost when you lose your job because they screw you over. They're a stranger.
But like for the individual buying the form, is that really worth it?
Yeah.
It depends on how much you travel.
Think of your rate and how much you save just once. And then think about that form lasts like what, 60 days?
It's 60 now. Yeah. So it lasts 60 days. And then also the receiver, they buy it from somebody and then modify it and sell it.
And then resell.
Yeah.
Oh.
So
you're buying a form for $250, but then you're selling that form however many times.
Wow. That's so sad.
Yeah.
Wait. Can we play a game?
Sure.
Okay, wait. Looking for my phone.
It's in your pocket.
Yeah, it was.
Oh, not in your shoe?
Nope, not my shoe. I ain't wearing shoes. It's in my boat. Okay, so this is going to shake out kind of like a guess that rating, okay? So if I was to ask you what a reasonable number of people that you have set up in your system to receive forms, like what a reasonable number of people would be, I'm going to go through each of these categories and I want you to tell me what you think a reasonable number would be.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, I'm like, I think I have 4 or 5 people total.
But there are a lot of categories.
I'm saying total, that's how many I have. Huh.
So brothers or sisters, in-laws, what number do you think would be a reasonable number to have in there?
2 or 3?
I think 4 max.
4 max? What about parents?
Well, 2.
Well, you can parents or in-laws. Also
or step.
So 4.
Mm-hmm. Or step.
Okay, so 4 and 4. All right. Children and or stepchildren?
3.
So maybe 2.
Small families?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I like that. Spouse or domestic partner?
1.
Well, this day and age.
It's 2024. Let's not shame.
You know,
I'm still going with 1.
Okay.
On average, I think you're at 1.
Well, I would say that over the length of somebody's career, they could have different domestic partners, or you know, I don't think
it lasts that long on your account, though.
But then you remove your ex. Oh. But okay, this is people you have ever issued forms to?
Correct.
Okay, so two, I think.
Okay. All right, two is reasonable, right?
Aunts or uncles?
Oh, you could get like 8.
Okay.
I was gonna say like 10. Yeah, 8 to 10.
What? Ooh, that's big. Okay.
Gee, I wouldn't give my aunt or uncle a form.
I wouldn't too, either. Right?
I think one aunt.
Okay.
I would give.
Yeah. Your cool aunt.
My cool aunt.
Cousins?
I wouldn't give them forms either.
Okay. Grandparents?
Two.
Two.
All right. So we've had a lot of fours, twos.
I would say 12 to 15.
In totality.
In totality.
Okay. So let's go down the list again. Brothers, sisters-in-laws. Recap real quick.
I don't remember.
Four. No. This one, 14. Parent, parent-in-law, or step-parent?
I think we
said two.
Two.
Yeah.
Maybe two four.
To four.
14.
14 four. Parents?
My God.
Children or stepchildren?
I think I said three.
Uh-huh. 10.
I'm so sorry to that person.
Spouse. Dropping out. Spouse or domestic partner?
We said 1 to 2.
Oh, this is going to be good.
4.
Not okay. As bad. Yeah. Okay.
Not as bad. Aunts and uncles.
I think we said 7.
Oh, no. I'm going to go with like 15.
42.
Whoa!
Cousins.
Oh, I'm scared.
I mean, if aunts and uncles were in the 40s, cousins have got to be in the 60s.
No, 23.
Oh.
Still aggressive.
Grandparents?
2.
Literally the only one that was realistic at 4. In totality, that's 61 people listed on an account.
That you're willing to risk your job for.
No.
That's resale, mama.
All right. So, B.
Yes.
It's been a while since you've been with us.
I know. I'm sorry, guys. Physically here. It has been a hell of a couple weeks, month. How long has it been? I don't even know.
It's been like a month since you've been here. The last time you were on the pod was on the phone.
Please stay on the line. Oh, my God, yeah.
Was that really the last time?
Yeah.
Dang.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we've
and because you forgot about us.
Oh no, we didn't. Okay, 1 week. One.
That was the day you forgot about us, and so you called in.
No, and then Vegas.
Well,
that was kind of a
count. Oh, you and shit, guys.
You were out of state. There's a difference. You were literally like.
She didn't think of us once when she was like, screw it. I'm going to Vegas.
She doesn't even know what day it is half the time.
I don't. My schedule has been so insane.
No, she was just like, 2 days in a row off of work?
Literally.
What can I do?
Literally.
Dip.
It's been a hell of a time because we just got off of Anime Con, which, you know, is our biggest convention of the year. So it's that big convention, but then also we host a lot of the events and the parties at our hotel. And I got put on PM MOD for both major nights, which meant I got to be all up in the activity.
How did you get to draw short straws twice?
Because
strongest player.
Literally. She's like, I want my strongest people in the evening. So like director of food and beverage was there. Director of engineering was there. And I was there because we
Why
had
do
to like.
People rely on director of food and beverage. What do they do?
Our director of food and beverage is also runs banquets. We don't have a banquets manager. She is the banquets department as well. So she's making sure all the setups, she's running alcohol to the bars. She does everything.
No, that's awful.
I don't think she left till like 4 or 5 in the morning that night.
Oh, no. My.
Like when I left at around 2 a.m., she was still there and she was breaking down bars.
No, that's not cool.
Yeah, no, it was crazy.
Like, that sounds like a staffing model our old boss had.
Oh, yeah. Our hotel doesn't even have an AGM. They don't have a director of ops. It's literally like we are bare bonesy staff-wise. It's pretty crazy. Especially for like manager positions.
So your company looked at the company that we worked for and was like, we could run leaner.
Basically. Yeah.
Jesus.
But shouldn't that manager delegate? Like, was there anything they could delegate?
You have to have employees to delegate too.
They're all running shit. No, like she's helping them. She's their support. Like, you know, there's bartenders in the bar. She's helping them get alcohol. She's helping like tear things down. Like none of her staff just like dipped. She was working with all of them. And
well, kudos to that individual then.
And like, I try to go up and help, but you know, I don't know where any of the alcohol is. I don't know where anything is. I mean, what do you want me to do? Stand on my way.
Yeah.
So, but anyways, so crazy two nights.
but with one night being the biggest. So the first night is more just everyone kind of getting in. Everyone, like, they didn't have any huge parties. It was more just all the welcoming, all the...
Call the ramp arrival. Up.
Yeah, ramp up.
Just the arrival.
And then
they're having their individual parties in their rooms that night.
Yeah, probably. But there's no, like, really big events like going on. Like,
visiting their old friends they haven't seen since the last AnimeCon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. probably. So then Saturday is the night. And last year, we did not host the after party. This year we hosted the after party and everyone in all the meetings leading up to this. And I freaking knew. They're like, oh, it's not going to be that bad. They're nerds. Nerds don't drink.
Oh, I know. They're the worst.
No, they just do drugs instead.
They kept saying it like that in all the, like, the meetings and the pre-cons. And they're like, oh, it's not going to be. Nerds don't drink. And we're like, I'm like, get ready, motherfucker.
It's all going to be underage drinking. Get
ready. So how it worked is doors opened at 9, but they didn't let anyone in for the after party till 9 on the dot. So there was a line went out our front door, nerd, around the corner and around the entire hotel. Like, good square footage. So at the last minute...
An entire city block.
Literally. So at the last minute, and I mean the day before, they decide... And by they, the sales or whoever, decide, you know what? We should be wristbanding people for alcohol because it's an 18 and up party.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, that's a good idea. And they're like, where do we buy wristbands? And I happened to have wristbands left over from last year because we were going to wristband people to go into the pools, but then it fell through. So I was like, I got a bunch. So I had wristbands. Then that day, they're like, well, who's going to be on wristband duty? And they call me the bunny cop from Zootopia.
Oh, that's so accurate. That is so accurate.
So they call me the bunny cop from Zootopia. They're like, that's Miss B's job. And I'm like, let's go. I've never really looked at IDs before. Oh, I won't even.
So let's pick her.
You've never looked at IDs before?
But like the 21 thing, you know, like I'll look at your
She's
name.
Just verifying name.
Where birth dates are, by the way, because that's a whole thing. And so I'm like, let's go. Like,
how do you check an ID?
You look at the face and the name.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
Yeah.
No.
Miss
You're looking at all that shit?
I'm not card checking for people for alcohol. Like, I don't do that.
Okay.
No, because I'm
now
I'm
maybe
really
she
selling,
might.
I'm not selling alcohol, like, ever. So I get put in charge. I get voluntold to be the ID checker. So I'm like, okay, how are we going to do this? There was no game plan. They're like, well, why don't you hit the line outside?
Hit the line.
Because people started lining up at like 7:30.
Yeah, just of hit course. The line outside.
So I take a plastic bag filled with all my wristbands. And then I take, you know, my phone and I take my pink megaphone. Because yes, I have a pink megaphone.
That's what you need to put Tiny Tay Tay on. Put her on the megaphone.
Right. So I start hitting the line. What?
Have you bedazzled it yet?
No, I haven't. I know. Any I've been trying stickers? To keep her pure. No. I've just kept her like as is
no,
because
I
use
megaphone.
It for work. Yeah, I know.
Who allowed her to have a megaphone is
oh,
a
my sales
concern.
Team bought it for me. This was last AnimeCon.
And ownership probably questioned the expense on the GL.
Oh, no. They named it when they were doing the GL.
Security something something.
Security amplification.
Amplification
device.
Words.
Instead of pink megaphone.
For Miss B.
Yes.
So, okay. Officer Hobbs.
Yes, Officer Hobbs. So I start hitting the line and it is so long and there's so many. And plus you start to get a little in and I'm dealing with mostly guys. And some guys are challenging me. And I was like, you know, I think I should probably get a buddy. You know, this is, I'm like off property. And I'm like arguing with dudes that they're not 21. And I was like, you know, I probably should have a buddy.
Did like, you call your chief engineer?
No, he was so busy. He was holding it down. So I went and got another female desk agent. And her and I, because she's tough too. Like, we're both bunny cops for sure. But we tag team it, so we're doing it together. I'm like, checking IDs. And if it was a California one, golden. I know how to read those. I know where the birth date is.
Any other state will take her 2 to 3 minutes to be like,
literally. And I'm like, looking for the birth date. And then, oh,
she has
guys.
To Google it.
But you want to know the best part of all this?
Where is this state's birthday on ID?
Literally, but no. You want to know the best part of all this was? Me. You guys know how great I am at math.
Oh God!
I had to calculate.
Google and math. I'm like, okay, what age is 21? And then it gives you the date. And then I'd be like, okay, I forget what year it was. It was like
2003,
something like that. And then like someone would come up, and it'd be 204, and I'd have to be like, and then my coworker would be like, yeah, anyone's newer? And I'm like, okay, that one's good. No, that's not good.
Just like.
good category, no, just bad. Like,
write it on your arm in big numbers. Yeah, well, anything but.
Well, whenever you go to like the liquor store or something, it's
posted.
It's posted.
Or they have like the ones that will like roll the date, so, like, for you.
Today would be like anyone after like June 20th, 2003.
Yeah. So I was on the struggle bus.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy.
2000s. You're 21.
So I'm on the struggle bus. I'm checking all these IDs. I'm doing math in my head. I'm like, are you old enough? And after you've seen so many IDs, your brain starts to just melt too. I'm like, so many numbers. What fucking year is that? And I'm like, there's a 19 in it? Okay, we're good.
So you were giving minors wristbands? No. Or what?
Oh. I was very cautious. Whenever we're in the 2000s, the numbers were close. Then I like doubled down and I'm like,
you had to pause.
I did. And I took longer just to make sure. And then I would do it and be like, okay. And I would put the wristbands. So we're putting the wristbands on. So, you know, they're not giving it to a friend. But several guys, to me, and they did it to my coworker, they're like, they show their ID all confident and you look at it. And then I'm doing math and I'm like, wait a second, you're not 21. And he's like, oh, come on. And I'm like, no.
That's all you got, buddy? Come on.
Come on. And then another guy, I noticed it was close. His birthday was in like a week. And I'm like,
oh, that sucks.
And I was like, not yet. He's like, come on, it's in a week. And I said, okay, come back in a week.
Well, we'll see you Friday.
Asshole. You're such an asshole.
They're not getting surveys.
But how many, like, did you catch any fake IDs?
I'm not trained for that.
So is there a chance?
Absolutely.
Did you get any of these?
Were they on Xerox paper?
But you know what's funny? I made everyone take them out of their wallets.
Yeah,
good job.
They're like, really, why? And I said, I just saw an ID recently that was printed on Xerox paper. And it was like, and they were dying laughing.
And
me,
you
like, really?
Them that?
Oh, I did. Ugh. And I was like, so I don't trust anyone. And by the way, speaking of not trusting anyone, even if you looked old as dirt, there was an old man with like a beard and shit. And I'm like, ID. He's like, really? And I'm like, I don't give anyone special treatment and I trust no one. ID.
What's the rule if you like if you look over 35 or 40?
If you look under 40, they have to ID you.
ID everyone. Some of them like were different states. I was struggling on finding the birth date, like where the hell it is. And then there was this one ID. I'm looking at it and I've looked at it for, okay, not really 10 minutes, but I'm just staring at it. I'm like, there's no birth date on this. And I look at the guy, I'm like, there's no birth date on this. He's like, it's a military ID. And I said, and? And he's like, it's on the back. And I'm like, what? And he's like, it's in the back left-hand corner. And it is. You flip it over. It's in the back left. And it's like covered in almost like black. So it's so hard to read. And they're like, he's like, it's really stupid. And at first I was like sketched out. I'm like, is this real? But then my friend was like, yeah, it's real. I'm like, that's weird. And then I got a couple more military IDs. And sure enough, they're all there. And they're really hard to read because it's like nearly like, it's like a black strip.
Did you thank them all for their service?
No. I gave them a wristband. Oh.
You're welcome. Here you go.
So I eventually get through the line. The doors open up. And so then I get a little tahibal, which was my idea. I was like, you guys just want me to like stand around the lobby being like, anyone needs a wristband? Anyone need a wristband? No. I got a table and I got a sign. And I wristbanded people up until 12:15. And the last call was at 12:30. And at 12:15, I'm like, I'm done. If you don't have a wristband. And it was a long night of just standing, wristbanding people, dealing with sass. There was this one. Apparently, they were like a big deal in the anime world because they sure as f- acted like it. I didn't know who they were. There was these two girls. I mean, if you want to say they're pretty, I mean, fine, but pretty plain to me. And they look like they're they look like they're 16 and they roll up with two gentlemen in a wheelchairs and I'm like, okay, that's cool. And I'm like, oh, can I get your ID? And they're like I don't have it on me. And I was like, okay, I can't give you a wristband. And the girl's like, really? And I'm like, yeah. And she's like, you don't know who we are. And I was like, no.
No, sorry. I don't know anime.
Like, I said, what? I just work here. No ID, no wristband. And they're like, and they roll away. And I'm like,
rolled away.
But the only, you could still get access to the party.
Yeah, you just don't get to drink.
But so, they also have to verify that they're 18 and up.
That was the doorman with the tickets. I was in charge of alcohol. And then there were separate tickets for door entry.
Got so many wristbands.
And then at one point, a staffer came up with the anime group and was like, oh, can we get a sleeve of wristbands? Like, it comes in a pack of like 10.
No, sir.
And I went, no. And she's like, no, we work with the con. I was like, yeah, I don't know you. And I said, you could, but the hotel is in charge of whether people drink or not. You're not serving. It's our liquor license. So no, I won't give you a sleeve to do with whatever you want. If you want wristbands, you can come over to me and I will wristband you. And they're like, oh, okay. So people start coming over. I start wristbanding them. And then this one chick comes over and I could tell, like, I've seen her a lot. So I know she's like one of the people in charge. And she comes, oh, can I get a wristband? I'm like, sure. Can I see your ID? She's like, I'm running the event. I don't have it. It's upstairs. And I'm like,
sorry. She's like, seriously, I'm running this event. I said, I don't know how old you are. And I was like, I don't know you. I'm sure you're running this event. I don't know you. But it was literally just fighting with people all night over, like, no ID, no drinky. Like,
we need rules, but they can't apply to me.
Literally. And that was the whole night. So at 12:15, I like quit. I'm like, oh, I'm going over to like see the event. Like, now I get to people watch, right?
So you're, we like, had, let me see the freak show now.
Literally. So we had like a little snack and drink station right outside the ballroom doors. And I was like, okay. And one of my friends was posted up there doing all the cashiering for that. And I was like, okay, I'll help her out, do some people watching. And I go over there and I'm like, how's it been? She's like, oh, it's been insane. And I was like, yeah. I figured she's in, the lines for the alcohol are crazy. We have 5 different bars. They have crazy lines. Like, it was nuts. And so I was helping her ring some stuff up. And then I see this girl. And most people are in costume, right? Mm-hmm. I see this girl walking by. That's not a costume. The skimpiest lingerie
I knew it.
Ever seen.
I was going to ask if she had a tail.
I have ever seen. No tail. It is tiny and white. Like barely covering the nips. And then you're in this area down here, right? Tiny little triangle with a zipper.
Ooh.
Up it. Oh. Like... up.
Tell and more.
I would be concerned.
Say it slower.
Bill would like a ticket to the next anime con, please.
Yes, please.
Just right. Bring your ID, please.
Yes, please. For the love of God.
He doesn't need a drink.
So she's walking towards me, and I'm like, my eyes like just bug out of my head. I'm like, what the hell?
Where is she hiding her ID?
Seriously.
It's in her pocket.
Which one?
We covered that last time. It's in her purse.
It's her purse.
That's funny. So she walks by me and she walks into the meeting room, like right to my right. But when she's walking in, because I'm looking, I'm like, where the f*** are you going? I look, and in her thong is plenty of $5 bills.
Stop.
And I look at my friend. I'm like, Nicole, what was that? Where is she going? And she's like, oh, she's one of the dancers. And
there was Nicole, a stripper.
Nicole was like, yeah, she's one of the dancers. And that's their dressing room. And I was like, there's dancers? And she's like, yeah, that wasn't on the resume. That was a surprise. So apparently the outdoor area, which was the courtyard, was a pop-up. They decided they were going to have
strip clubs with pop-ups.
They didn't say that.
I mean,
dancers.
They'll have pop-ups.
In the ballroom. That was where the DJ was. Like, that was where the event was. And the outside part happened last minute. And they stuck a bar out there and a couple like round tables. But apparently there was dancers who
were dancing?
Sexy dances, and there was stripping without actually, I think, exposing anything. So like,
but they close fives.
No biscuit.
That's yeah. No biscuit. No muffin.
I mean, with how dainty it's sounding, I think that's probably a half biscuit.
Yeah, it's highly possible that was a half biscuit.
There was definitely nip slippage at some point the evening. Come on,
but been tape. Tape helped keep it in. Come on.
But no, okay, they were trying to make money. They probably slipped.
But okay, so again, this was not planned. We did not know any of this was going to happen. And so they were, at one point, apparently just music turned on out there. Everyone started freaking out and like yelling. And then all of a sudden there was a rush of guys to the outside area. And our team was like, what the hell is going on? And they look and these girls are dancing, taking off clothes and stuff. By the way, above this courtyard area is rooms.
Rooms. I was going to ask how family friendly this event was.
And we were not aware any of this was going to go down. So we definitely got complaints the next day from a father who said his kid looked out and saw all this going on. And he had to explain to his daughter why there were $5 bills and a girl's G-string.
I'll tell you what happened in that situation. He got caught by his wife watching the event. And so he had to go down and make the complaint.
Probably. So, yeah, it was a wild night. Oh, the whole thing about, you know, nerds don't party. It was crazy. There was so many, quote unquote, nerds passed out. Like, they were having to, like, drag them out of bathrooms. Like, people, like, it was the biggest mess. There was definitely, like, oh, at one point, and I don't know how true this was because, you know, I wasn't the one to witness it or see it. But apparently security escorted out a guy who was drugging people's drinks.
No, that.
Yeah.
You police. Don't escort somebody no, out for you that. Call you have the them arrested.
Again, wasn't there. Don't know if that's factual or not. But someone's like, yeah, they literally took out some guy who was drugging people's drinks. And I'm like, what the actual is going on? Like, AnimeCon last year was nothing like this. Like, you guys remember I told you. I was like, it was nice. Everyone was like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were disappointed.
I know. But apparently the after party is where it's at.
So question for you then.
Mm-hmm.
We've discussed previously about creating like an arrival letter for sports teams.
Oh, we have it.
Are we implementing something for anime?
Oh, that was already a thing.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. We had one last year and then we just added on
code
to it.
Code of conduct.
So yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Were your salespeople there for the striptease event?
No.
So the sales team was there for a while, but not up until that point in the evening. By then, it was only ops. We're all like, what?
So was that addressed with your sales team after?
I assume it was. I wasn't at the post-con. No. I assume it was because so that was a topic of conversation. I'm pretty sure it had to have been, but I wasn't there, so I can't tell you.
I remember one of our last gatherings, you had called out the director of sales in the middle of stand-up. That's what I was getting at. I'm like, what happened?
Dude, so after the event, I was off for 2 days. So I didn't get to like...
Good for you.
Well, because I worked like crazy hours. I was there till like 2 a.m. one day. So most of the ops team was off the 2 subsequent days after, like recovery. And so, yeah, I have no idea it was addressed, but we joked about it forever and be like, are you guys going to bring the strippers back next year? And but they're like, they were the bunnies. So apparently when they didn't go by strippers, they went by bunnies. Are you bring back the bunny strippers next year?
Clearly a difference between bunny strippers and bunny cops.
Apparently. Yeah. Oh, stupid. Some like to follow them. Others like to bend the rules.
But the sales team knew there would be
over the rules.
Yeah, that's better.
Sales team knew there would be bunnies.
No, it was a last minute add-on to add the outside space area because they realized the headcount was kind of high, so they needed to add some extra like standing room. But they did not know there would be performers.
And so security let that happen. I don't know. I would show.
Oh, well, and whoever was organizing the event was like, "Oh, we'll hide the bunnies outside."
I don't know.
I don't even think they were thinking about hiding them. I think it's just like events like that is no shame. They just do whatever they want.
Because there were a lot of scantily dressed women.
But you can't like give a dress code to the attendees. But no. You can say no to vendors coming in.
Yeah. But yeah. I'm the wrong chick to ask about this. I don't know. I just worked it.
This sounds, I mean, like until you said that it was a last minute pop-up, it kind of reminded me of the stories that we've shared about musical instruments.
Yeah.
Like where the salesperson just doesn't understand what they're booking.
No, sales from what I heard from one of the sales girls is there was at no point anything addressed that there would be any entertainers or dancers. That was not on the, like they knew there would be a DJ, they knew this, that. I don't think they disclosed it. I think the girls just kind of went outside and did their thing.
But why was it even in conversation that there would be no dancers or?
I don't think it was asked. Nobody assumed.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You made like, it sound like that's what sales said. There's not going to be any dancers or performers.
It's no, like that was never. They're like, okay, we're going to have a DJ. We're going to have this. We're going to have that. That was never a thing.
It was just completely omitted from the contact.
And all of a sudden, there's just dancers. They didn't
mention it.
And everyone just floods outside. And you want to know where our security guard was?
Outside.
Watching.
He's outside.
No, he's on the second story balcony.
One of the food and beverage manager was like, Jerry, get inside. I was like yelling at him to get inside.
I was just making sure everybody's okay out here.
Gotta make sure the nipples are covered.
It's a family hotel.
So that was part of like my exhaustion. And then shortly after, like what was it, the next week? Mm-hmm. I think it was literally like the next week.
I think it was the next Saturday night.
Yeah.
Or the next Friday night?
Yeah. Something like that. All my days
bled into Saturday?
Something like that.
Okay.
So, okay. So I published the schedule on Tuesday, right? You don't know that. I published the schedule on Tuesdays.
Okay. We're like, yeah.
Of course you do.
Cool.
And
I post mine on Wednesdays. Bill, what about you?
Oh, I don't post the schedule.
You delegate.
I have people that post their schedules.
Yeah. Well, in you.
I don't post the schedule. My team's schedule is posted.
So,
delegate.
Post the schedule on Tuesday. Go home for the day. I get a text at like 6:37 at night, whatever. Like I've just gotten home and it's the manager that reports to me. So like my assistant manager, right? And they're like, hey, Jenny said she can't work Saturday night.
Jenny
like,
from the block can't work on Saturday.
Jenny from the block can't work Saturday night, but she's on the schedule. And I said, okay, well, the schedule was just posted. She really should have told us before. But if she absolutely can't work because she was helping us out because she was covering, that's not her normal position. And she was working overnight. So I was like, just tell Bob, oh, I know the schedule just came out, but it's incorrect. We're making a revision. Look at this one instead. So I said, just change the schedule in the system and inform Bob we did it. And then we're good. And she's like, okay. And that was her exact response. Okay, great. That's Tuesday night. I'm now off Wednesday, Thursday. So it was my 2 days off. I come back Friday. I'm doing my thing. It's Friday evening. Like I'm getting ready to go home. And Jenny from the block comes in to pick up her check because it's Friday. She comes in and she's like, hey, I'm still on the schedule for Saturday night, but the assistant manager told me I could have it off. I'm like, oh no, yeah, I talked to her. You're good. She probably just revised it in the computer system and didn't, you know, revise it on the paper. Don't worry, you're good. I know she told you. She's like, oh, okay, good. I just want to make sure so nobody doesn't think I just don't show up. I'm like, fair. Thank you for caring about that. Don't think much of it. Saturday morning comes around. I'm not at work yet. And I've just been thinking about it. Like, why wouldn't she change it on the schedule? You know, or at least write it in. Mm-hmm. And something just didn't sit right. So I texted, and it was still pretty early. And I texted because I knew he was just getting off. I'm like, Bob, did assistant manager talk to you about working Saturday night? And he's like, no. I'm like, what? You're not working Saturday night? He's like, no, nobody ever talked to me about that. And he's like, and I'm already leaving. I have plans tonight. And he's like, had anyone told me earlier, of course I would have reworked my schedule, but I'm literally like about to leave. I'm going out of town. I'm like, oh, okay. So I checked Jenny from the block and I'm like, I know you said, she's like, I can't. I'm already out of town for a wedding. Like, you guys said I could have it off. I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, we have no night audit coverage tonight. So I'm just like, guess who's working night audit that night?
Your assistant manager.
My assistant manager. I'm like, you forked up. So I texted her and I said, so did you forget to talk to Bob about working Saturday night? Well, I texted Jenny from the block asking if she could pick up a different day and she didn't respond. And I was like, that didn't negate the fact she couldn't work Saturday night. So you just didn't text Bob? She's like, I forgot. Okay.
And don't lie about it.
They tried to deflect, made it seem like, no. You forgot to text Bob. And now we have no night audit tonight. So guess who's working night audit? But I was like, this screws up our coverage for the whole forking weekend.
For the days. Mm-hmm.
So I said, so since I'm supposed to be AM MOD Saturday and you're PM MOD, I will do a mid. So that way I can cover both the AM and the PM because I don't want to screw both. You're going to come in at 9 o'clock and you'll stay till 5 a.m. And then I got the front desk agent in the morning to come in earlier. So that way there wasn't a huge gap because it's a Saturday night. I don't want there to be a huge gap without leadership mm-hmm. coverage. Mm-hmm. So I do like 9, almost 10 hours during the day because I think I got there around like 10. And then I was like, I'll stay till like 8 or 9. So that way I'm covering most of the day. And 8 o'clock rolls around and I'm starting to like get my stuff wrapped up. And I was like, oh, I'll probably leave shortly because she's coming in at 9. And there'll just be a little gap with no coverage. I'm like, I'm kind of tired. So I'm getting my reports. I'm getting everything together. And my assistant manager comes in. I'm like, oh, hey, you're not supposed to come in until 9. Because remember, blah, 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 can't come until 5 a.m. She's like, yeah, sorry. I just got here. And like, I'm like, you good? And she's like, yeah, fine.
I'm like, getting flashbacks.
Okay. Like,
all right. Have you worked with this individual?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like,
have you?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And so I'm doing like my reports and stuff.
That's what I used to do. I'm just like,
okay. Whatever. Like, I got nothing to do. I'm getting out of here. So I'm sitting there and I'm doing
my. Yeah. You do you.
You're fine.
Yep. Uh-huh. You said you're fine. You're here. I'm.
Bye-bye. I got my shit to do. Bye. Yeah. Bye. So I'm like,
Ms. B wasn't so lucky.
No. So I'm finishing up my report.
What was that?
No.
I think that might have been like top 5 sound effects of the entire podcast.
No, it wasn't just the sound, it was the look.
Yeah. And the vibe.
But yeah. So I'm doing my report. I'm like trying to get out of there and like she's not really saying much. And then I'm like doing something and then she's like, I think I need to go to the hospital.
That's and I'm such like a-
You're like, what? Like,
and I
turned. Like, no pretext, just
none.
Out of the, like, no wind up, nothing.
None.
Just, well, hey, can no, I talk to you? Fishing. Hey, I'm feeling. Hey.
But that was a while before. And then I was
she was fishing, though. She wanted you to ask if you were okay.
She was looking for the easy out.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't doing it.
And you knew this individual. You know her. So you're like, ignoring it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, and I go, what?
She probably thought the sky was falling.
Yeah, probably. So I look at her. I'm like, what? And she's like, I'm not feeling good. I think I'm having mini heart attacks. And I'm like, what?
Plural.
Yeah. And I'm like, mini.
M-A-N-Y or M-I-N-I? Like little heart attacks or multiple heart attacks?
Mini.
Okay. So tiny, little ones.
Little mini heart attacks.
Mini and I'm like, heart attacks.
Plural. And I look at her.
Multiple mini ones.
And I'm like, I think you'd know if you were having a heart attack.
I think we would all know.
I mean, okay. In this individual, I'm not having her back in this moment. Okay. I'm not. It is very hard to distinguish a heart attack in a woman.
Okay. I'm not medical. Well, I said, I'm like, wouldn't you know if you were having a heart attack? And she's like, I don't know. My chest just feels really having a heart attack. I'm like, okay. I was like, well, if you need to have a heart attack, If you need to have a heart attack.
If you need to go to the heart attack.
If you need to
have a heart attack.
Jeez Louise. You're like me with my legs.
No, I'm sorry. I'm fidgety.
No, I'm the same. And I was like, okay, then I can drive you to the hospital. And she's like, no, I can drive. And I was like, but if you think but I'm like, if you think you're having heart attacks, you probably shouldn't drive.
I can't allow you to drive.
But like, do I need to call 911?
Well, no, I said that. I said, do you need me to call like an ambulance or something? And then she's like, no, it's okay. I can go. And I was like, I don't think you should drive. And I was like, I should probably drive you. She's like, no.
Can you imagine just, that was a dark thought. I'm not going to finish
Never
that.
Mind.
No. So anyways, but I'm trying to be,
I'm
trying to be empathetic and understanding because I'm like, she's, you know, she's one of my staff.
You have a responsibility. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have to say the right things. And I'm like, but yeah,
but you're tripping. Also, but you're also thinking, who the fuck is going to do night audit?
I know, exactly. But I'm like, okay, if you, you know, if you, if you're not feeling well, I'm obviously go take care of yourself. And she's like, okay, yeah. And she leaves. And I'm just like,
and she goes to the, she goes to the ER.
Yeah, she goes to the ER.
Not just
urgent. I've been care. Here since 10 a.m. and I'm doing night audit now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, and by the way, it Buckle was already up. It was when I say I was like tired and I was like ready to go home at 8. It was a long ass day. Like it was one of those days where my GM was off, and you know how you normally don't text or bother your GMs. I was texting and bothering her all day because of crazy shit that was going down with like the police and having to get people kicked out. I have a photo of the police tackling a guy to the ground on the 8th floor because he wouldn't leave. It was a whole drama. I was involved in all of that, and I was giving her updates. Just, you know, the police came, they did this, and all. And then she literally told me, "I hope you're off tomorrow. You really deserve it." And this is pre all this. She's like, it sounds like it's been a really rough day. I'm like, it has. And then this happened, so I just text her. I'm like, the day just keeps getting better. And she's like, what happened? And I said, I'm doing night audit. And she said, no, not. And I said, I am.
So are you gonna come in, ma'am?
And she was like,
it's me or you, bro. It's me or you.
Do it. And she's like, oh my god. She's like, are you able to go take a nap? And I was like, what am I gonna do, drive 30 minutes home to have to come back? Like, no, like I would have to turn right back around.
A room.
So she said, can you give yourself a room? I said, we're sold out.
So you run to housekeeping, pillow, blanket.
So she closet. Said, she said to go
find
get
a storage closet.
She told me, she was actually like really empathetic then. She's like, get a pillow and a blanket, just go into my office. You know, she had, I'm the only one that has a key of hers. And she's like, go in there, take a nap. I was like, honestly, like I'm not going to fall asleep.
You're it's like, fine. I'm too mad at this point.
I was like, I'm just going to power through. So I powered through and I left at like 5:30 in the morning. So I think it was like, I'm not good at math. Was that an 18 hour day?
Yeah, I remember because I was blowing you up that day.
Yeah.
And I was so concerned because I hadn't heard from her.
She was sleeping.
No. Like throughout the whole day.
Oh. And she's like, are you working? And I'm like, yeah. And then she kept, are you still working? Still working. And then I'm like, yeah, I never still left. Here.
And then she wasn't responding towards the end of the night. And then at 4:30, it was like 4:32 in the morning. She's like, I'm fine. And I'm like, that does not mean that you're fine. Fine is not 4:30 in the morning.
Like, I'm about to get off work. And I think I Snapchatted this girl when I came.
Yes.
I'm like, I'm doing great.
Well, I was also like kind of thankful you were just talking on Snapchat. Also, if our listeners don't know, we have a girls Snapchat group. That's the only thing I use Snapchat for.
Our feet included.
We're really adults here. I promise. But I was thankful, like, her going through the story, and I was like, how are you awake right now? Like, thank God you're talking to your phone.
I was delirious just trying to get home at that point. And I get home, and I crashed out.
I thought you were going to say you cried.
No.
No.
You didn't start delusional. Getting back to me after that until, like, really late at night. I'm like, is she okay?
I slept. And keep in mind, when you sleep during the day, too, like, you know, it's hard to sleep. You keep waking up because there's light, there's things going on. Like, I have a kid at home.
So you have a family. Yeah.
So, like, I would wake up. And so I was basically, like, drunk, tired. And I think I finally made myself stop sleeping at, like, 4 in the afternoon. And then I'm texting people back, like, I'm alive.
Well, I think you even said, like, I slept, but I didn't sleep.
Yeah. So I'm sorry I've been missing for a bit, guys. It's been a hectic. It's been a hectic few eons is what it feels like. It
does kind of feel like an eon.
I just think this whole entire month has like flown by. I feel like yesterday was Memorial Day.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Wait. Before we move off this topic, though, kudos to your assistant manager for taking on that much debt just to get out of a night audit shift.
to go to the ER.
That's commitment.
Oh, but no, I really actually think she right thought now she was having a heart attack.
She would think that, though.
She would. Like, I don't think she was doing it to get out of night out, to no, be I completely know honest.
She was that dramatic.
But I mean, like, anxiety and a panic attack can emulate it. So.
Thing. That's what the doctor said she had. It was a panic attack. And I'm like, okay, get on some meds. Go see a doctor. I was like, you're not the only one that's had them. Bitch, I'm on anxiety meds. Go take care of your shit.
On all that, let's wrap this here. So first and foremost, Brian, thank you so much for listening. We
shout out
you
to Brian. Yep. Shout out Brian.
Shout out hey to Brian.
And shout out to people who work overnight. I give so much props to you. I can't handle it. So kudos. And people who are bouncers at clubs and parties.
But not your security guy that watched all of it go down.
No, not you. We don't shout out to you.
But maybe when you're waiting in line, like with a bouncer checking your ID, have some grace, have some patience.
And don't give them shit when they ask you to take it out, okay? Mm. Come see our Xerox copy of an ID.
Oh, IDs, you are still right? Talking about IDs, okay.
It took me a minute.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I mean, God, when the doors open at 9 and it's only 7:40 and you're checking IDs, they ain't got anywhere to go anyway.
Yeah.
So just be patient.
Please. And tip your housekeeper.
And as you tip your housekeeper, if you have any stories that you would like to share, you can reach out to us at
OG3@TFTSI.com. That is OG the number 3@TFTSI.com. Was that right? Yes. Jeez.
That was totally right. Just wanted to mess with you. If you want to visit our website, you can find us at www.tftsi.com. You can find a story submission form on that page. You can check out our socials. You'll find us on TikTok and Instagram, Facebook.
LinkedIn.
LinkedIn. I always forget about the LinkedIn.
Shout out to our LinkedIn followers.
I know.
We've got a fandom.
A little over 3,000.
Damn.
Wow.
So if you have a LinkedIn, give us a follow. If you don't have a LinkedIn, get a LinkedIn. Give us a follow.
If you have a job, you should probably have a LinkedIn.
Yeah, pretty yeah much.
I don't have one.
2024.
Yeah, well,
a
you're
job or a LinkedIn.
Okay. I am so against LinkedIn.
No, that's me coming up.
Oh.
I deactivated that thing. I will not turn it back on.
If anyone has any job recommendations for for Liz, if anyone's hiring.
Yeah, I can send my resume.
Please send in your request.
Send any job opportunities at og3@tftsi.com.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Attention, Liz.
Oh, I heard there was an opening on the bunnies.
No, we're going to sell our feet.
Oh,
we've
right
already decided
we're
going to
sell our feet.
Okay. We'll lump in all of those job opportunities with the side hustles.
Yeah,
I want to hear about the side hustles.
Please, guys, send it in.
Next episode we record, we're definitely going to talk about some side hustles.
That'd be fun. Ooh, I love
some
that
good ones.
I love that. Okay. So on that note, like we said at the beginning, we're going to take a little break. We're going to get through the summer and we'll life be back in probably August.
With a lot of stories.
With probably too many stories.
Yeah.
Probably.
That we'll all forget before then.
No.
I'm going to take notes.
Get the notebook.
ADHD girl says she's going to take notes.
I'm okay going to well, do it on my phone first. And no, then I'll try not to forget it in my boot.
I think we should make like a joint note.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's use a OneNote shared file.
Mm-hmm. Down. Well, no, I was thinking like note on an iPhone.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's a better idea.
It's a feature.
No, that's right. And we all, okay. Like, I forget
one
about
note, that.
That
is so work related.
I know.
Sorry. Screw a team's meeting to talk about
oh,
it.
Oh, God.
Since I mean, we're all blue though bubblers here, I think we can handle that.
I forget mm-hmm that. Okay.
All right. So, thank you again for everything, and we will see you again soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.